25 years of advocating for broadband connectivity. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Kentucky-based nonprofit Connected Nation was formed 25 years ago to help bring the unconnected and underconnected into the high-speed digital era. I had a chat with their CEO, Tom Faree.
Simplify our mission to think about the digital divide in three core tenets, and that's access, adoption, and use. And so how can we make technology accessible? How can we drive meaningful adoption? And then once it's part of your life, how are you using it for meaningful outcome?
Faree says rural Americans are more likely to not have strong broadband access, which means they stand to benefit more from Connected Nation's efforts.
In the case of our mutual interest with agriculture, how can that begin to really be a meaningful part of the rural and farming and ranching communities to not only produce higher yields and better product and crops, but then also how can it make sure that rural folks don't feel left behind and some of the other opportunities that technology serves up to some of our urban and suburban brothers and sisters.
Faree says along with agriculture, better broadband would also benefit education, healthcare, and economic development in rural communities. And I'll have him back tomorrow with more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.